Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
Let me ask you something this morning. Are you an encourager or are you a discourager? When we encourage each other, we walk beside each other, and we share in each other's life by way of support and strengthening. We do what we can to strengthen instead of tear down. To encourage someone, you have to speak to them. Thinking good thoughts does not encourage anybody. We need to communicate with people in order to encourage them. In the book of Acts, we find a man by the name of Barnabas, who was called the son of encouragement. Everywhere he is present, you will find encouragement going on. Even when the great apostle Paul was angry with John Mark and didn't want him to be a part of their ministry team anymore, Barnabas chose to stay and encourage John Mark. If it had been left up to Paul, we would not have the book of Mark in the Bible. We all look for those words of encouragement, words that will build us up, words that will help us in times of despair and trouble, words that will help us stay the course when times get tough and when words that affirm that what we are doing is the right thing. The words that we choose are so important. We need to think and speak slowly. My grandmother used to tell me that if you don't have anything good to say, then don't speak. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, "Don't use foul, abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." You never know how God uses our encouragements to bring people into a relationship with Him. So I encourage you to encourage someone today.
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.